Ready to ramp up your rebooking rates? Then you're ready for StayFi, the all-in-one solution for Wi-Fi and guest marketing that makes every guest feel at home.
Imagine every guest who connects to your Wi-Fi shares their contact info, not just the one who booked. With StayFi, guests sign into Wi-Fi through a branded login experience, your brand. After login, they'll land on a beautifully branded page showcasing your guidebook, local activities, upsell storefronts, and more. You're not just collecting data, you're creating a connection.
Plus, StayFi ensures verified guest data and separates guest and homeowner networks for security. And guess what? With their new email marketing tool, you can send unlimited emails, set up automations in seconds, and automatically welcome guests with email as soon as they log into your Wi-Fi. It has never been easier to keep guests coming back.
StayFi even integrates seamlessly with your PMS, making it a breeze to import guest data and connect with your guests in the rental or later through email and SMS.
So what are you waiting for? Get 50% off your first 3 months with StayFi using code TFV and start growing your guest list and boosting direct bookings.
Go to StayFi.com/TFE. That's StayFi.com/TFE. Let's elevate your guest experience together. You're listening to the Thanks for Visiting podcast. We believe hosting with heart is at the core of every short-term rental. With Annette's background in business operation
and Sarah's extensive hospitality management and interior design experience, we have welcomed thousands of guests from over 30 countries, earning us over $1 million and garnering us thousands of five-star reviews.
We love sharing creative ways for your listing to stand out, serve your guests, and be profitable. Each episode, we will have knowledgeable guests who bring value to the short-term rental industry.
Or we will share our stories of our own experiences so you can implement actionable improvements to your rentals. Whether you're experienced, new, or nervous to start your own short-term rental, we promise you'll feel right at home.
Hello, welcome back to another great episode. My name is Sarah Karakayan.
I'm Annette Grant, and together we are...
Thanks for visiting. And this is the Hosting Hotline. If you want to get your hosting questions answered here on the Hosting Hotline, you just have to go to hostinghotline.com and ask your question, just like Chrissy is doing here today, and we will get you actionable advice to implement into your business. Plus,
you're going to be helping thousands of other hosts. Let's get to today's question.
Hi, Annette and Sarah. This is Gretchen, the host of the Coselli Corner, a Scandinavian-themed Airbnb in East Nashville. First, I want to thank you both for the Thanks for Visiting podcast. You both were a huge help in our first year as hosts, helping us hit milestones like super host status and ranking in the top 1% of Airbnbs in our area. So our question stems from a remodel we are doing in our Airbnb, finishing a space to include a second room, which we're outfitting with a twin bed, a trundle, and office setup. This allows us to market the property as a two-bedroom, one-bath space, ideal for small families, remote workers, or musicians. We're thinking of offering the space as a flexible parent-child model, where the full two-bedroom parent listing and a one-bedroom child listing for smaller groups. This way, we could prioritize booking the two-bedroom, but still open up availability for the one-bedroom option if we see fewer bookings coming in the full space. So our question is about the best way to approach this change on the Airbnb platform. Should we update our current listing to the two-bedroom layout so we can retain our reviews and momentum, then create a brand new listing for the one-bedroom option? Is there a best practice for transitioning a listing like this while maximizing flexibility and maintaining our momentum to yield the best results? We'd love your advice. Thanks.
If you do not know what a parent-child listing is, we have a YouTube video about that. We will link it in the show notes, so make sure to check that out. And if you have not subscribed to our YouTube channel yet, what are you doing? We create tons of content over there, and so we want to make sure that you subscribe there. But if you need a tutorial and a definition of what the parent-child listing is, please watch that YouTube video. But Sarah, let's give a bite-sized definition really quick of what Chrissy's wanting to do when she is saying parent-child listing.
Yeah, we'll just use Chrissy's example. She's got a one-bedroom property that she is going to make into a two-bedroom property. So she's got the same home, and then she wants to treat it like two different products. She wants to treat it like a one-bedroom product, and then she wants to treat it like a two-bedroom product. And what you do, because it is the same address, but you're offering something different to the guest, you can create a different listing And yes, you can do this ethically on Airbnb. You just have to make sure that you are indeed offering something different. And we're not telling you to create two different listings, but offer the same thing. And then you connect the two. If you are a co-host or use a property management software, you will have to pay for this additional listing. And
because you are casting a much wider net to your potential guests. We have practiced this with taking a 4-bedroom to a 2-bedroom. People can do a 2-bedroom to a 1, a 3-bedroom to a 2. There are a lot of different options here. So also don't count yourself out depending on the size of your property.
That's what I was going to say to Chrissy though, is Chrissy, what I would do is I'm still excited that you are creating a 2-bedroom, 1-bath versus a 1-bedroom, 1-bath. That sounds like you are making better use of existing space. But I don't know actually if it would make sense for you to create a whole other listing to go from a 2 to a 1 and 1 to 2. For us, we've done it where we had a lot of bedrooms, like a 4-bedroom, and then making it available as a child listing a 2-bedroom, because those pricing differences, both from the average daily rate and the cleaning fee, are vastly different. So when we were a smaller property at the 2-bedroom during the week, it really helped us capture more of an audience. And of course, on the weekends, we would try to maximize that 4-bedroom rental. But Chrissy, I don't know your market. So I don't know if you've already done the numbers here. We're figuring out what is the buyer, what is the booking rhythm like? And you can go on Price Labs and figure this out. Would you capture more of an audience during the week of that 1-bedroom versus the 2-bedroom on the weekend, or whatever your buyer behavior is in your area? Another thought I had for you, Chrissy, is maybe it's not the bedroom count. Maybe it's the 30-day stay plus, because didn't she mention midterm rentals? Or did I imagine that?
Yep, okay. She did.
She could have one listing that is strictly 30 days and one that offers shorter stays and connect those two accounts. So if you do get someone who books you at the 30 day, you wouldn't be able to do it at the shorter stay. Mm-hmm. Or maybe there's a season you want to strictly be 30 day. You could play around with things in that way, Chrissy. But to answer your question too about whether you should take your existing listing, which is the 2-bedroom.
1-bedroom.
1-bedroom.
She only has 1-bedroom.
Well, right. She has 1-bedroom now. She's make better use of space and she can give 2 bedrooms. I would keep your listing. However, it's been best performing now. Keep it that way.
I agree with that.
Because she says it's doing well. She's tops 5%, 1% in her area. So I wouldn't change anything there, Chrissy, especially because if people mention in the reviews something about the way the current layout is, I wouldn't mess with that.
Yep. So then 2-bedroom would be your new property listing.
Right. If you choose to do a parent child with 2-bedroom versus 1, you can do them all, Chrissy. You can do your 2-bedroom. You can do your 1-bedroom. You can do your midstay. Like you can do, because you're offering different things with that property and then connect them all. I really hope this helps you map out how you're going to execute this. And when it comes to really maximizing it, if you do find that there is a big enough difference between a 2 and a 1-bedroom in your marketplace, I would get all that information. We use Price Labs. We'll have a link to the Price Labs in the show notes. Do that math. And then you can also set parameters in Price Labs. Well, let's say you make more money as a 2-bedroom. So make it so that you're forcing people to book it as a 2-bedroom first. And the 1-bedroom only comes into play once that booking window has passed. And you can set those rules up.
Let's pause there. That's the gold, Chrissy. That's the gold. If your 2, which it should be, your 2-bedroom should be a larger reservation. So you, like Sarah just said, you can put parameters in that the 1-bedroom doesn't become available until a certain point in time if the 2-bedroom doesn't get booked. So I think that's really the goal, because that's what we did on our parent child of, hey, we want that larger reservation, but if we don't have it, we need to know your booking window. If we don't have it by then you release it down to that lower bedroom count.
Whereas maybe further out, it's only 2-bedroom weekday, weekend, or maybe it's not. Maybe it's always weekdays is the 1-bedroom and weekends the 2. So you can really play with there, Chrissy. There's no right or wrong. I would just look at your market data and find out. And then Chrissy, you didn't ask for this, but we're going to offer it up anyway, because this is very current for Annette and me. We have a townhome that's a 2-bedroom, 1-bath. And Chrissy, for the longest time, we had a queen bed in the larger bedroom. And then you mentioned a trundle in the 2nd bedroom. But I finally took the time, like you guys, I was so mad at myself. I told Annette, I was like, why did we wait so long? I finally looked at the data after, I mean, we've owned this property for years and I managed it for years before we bought it from the owner. And it's always had this trundle bed. But I looked at the data and we would make more not only upgrading the queen bed to a king bed, but then upgrading the trundle to a queen.
Mm-hmm. And I think, Chrissy, it sounds like you want to put a desk in that room. That's kind of, you're trying to make that room versatile, but we do find that people are in search of beds more than desks. See if there's another place that you could put that desk.
Even a full over a trundle, I was looking at the data, and that seemed to perform. But what I found, Chrissy, is that we just upgraded. We invested about $1,000 when it comes to the mattress, the bed frame, and the bedding, and that we would be able to make over $3,500 extra yearly by making this upgrade, which I'm like kicking myself because we're over here giving all this advice out here. And then when it comes to our own properties,
you know, sometimes you just got to reel it back in.
Yeah. But Chrissy, so as well, I love how you're thinking about bed count and how you're going to maximize that, but also think about the type of accommodations you're offering and if that affects the money you're going to bring in to these changes that you're making. And if it's the desk, then great, stick to that. And again, we don't know what research you've already done, but if it's not, and in our market, it's actually not, or maybe you could put the desk in the room with a larger bed. So the data's out there. Chrissy, we're so excited for the changes that you are going to make. Keep us posted on the parent-child, which no matter which way you decide to do it, but using your property in these different ways and really leveraging the software and creativity is the best way to squeeze all the revenue you can out of your property. With that, I am Sarah Karakayan.
I'm Annette Grant, and together we are.
Thanks for visiting.
Talk to you next time.
Thanks for listening to the Thanks for Visiting podcast. Head on over to the show notes for additional information about today's episode. And please hit that subscribe button and leave us a review. Awesome reviews help us bring you awesome content. Thanks for tuning in, and we look forward to hanging out with you next week. Can we make you a personalized podcast playlist?
Head on over to thehostquiz.com, answer 7 easy questions, and get a unique to your hosting biz playlist of Thanks for Visiting podcast episodes to help you smash your goals.
The action plan and strategies that will elevate your business is one quick quiz and a set of headphones away. Again, head to thehostquiz.com and take our quick hosting quiz today.